Hello, everyone.
Log Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is EJ Musa with The Naked Truth. I may have jumped the gun there a bit. I apologize if I did. It is Wednesday, June 10th, 2015, and today we're going to talk about a blog that I wrote and placed on my website, www.ejmusa.com. Visit that if you have a chance. It's about the high cost of traffic, dollars and cents. We've all felt traffic around us, choking us, driving us crazy. We deal with it all the time. Some of us deal with it every day, the work week, and they deal with it on the weekends as well. And it's driving us to the breaking point. I live in a city named Johns Creek, Georgia, and I know that that is the number one concern amongst residents. Anytime there's a new housing development or a new shopping development that's planned, the number one issue that arises is traffic, what the impact's going to be, and how it is going to be mitigated. Traffic is one of those things where many people can make statements that are general in nature, and unless you dive into it, you will accept what they have said as the gospel truth, and then it's quite possible that you start to apply the wrong solutions for the problem. Traffic has a cost that can be estimated in dollars, and hopefully, by the end of this blog, we can have it lead us to some common sense. Where I live in Johns Creek is near the intersection of 141, which is also known as Peachtree Parkway, and State Bridge Road. It is possibly the busiest intersection in Metro Atlanta. I have searched the Georgia DOT traffic web servers looking for a red-lighted intersection that handles more traffic in both directions than 141 and State Bridge. I have yet to find it. The most recent numbers from the Georgia DOT website lead me to believe that the daily traffic there, Monday through Friday, during the school year, is approaching 105,000 cars per day. That is a big problem because the intersection is really, there's only two lanes through in each direction, northbound and southbound, and two lanes east-west on State Bridge Road. Quite bluntly, I don't think the intersection at its current size could handle any more traffic than it does right now. And unless we make some major changes to the intersection, we are not going to be addressing the problem. The entire corridor of 141 from McGinnis Ferry Road down to the river, headed towards Peachtree Corners, has seen some increase in volumes and sections of it, but not through the core of Johns Creek. And therefore, I think it's not necessarily true that we need to widen the road three lanes in all directions. We just need to understand what is happening with the traffic at mainly that intersection. So I'm going to talk to you a bit about what the cost is of that traffic and sitting there waiting for the lights to change, waiting for your opportunity to get through that light, and hating life as you sit there for 15, 20, or 25 minutes trying to make it those final 3 miles home, knowing that you don't want to go to the grocery store because it's going to take you 25 minutes to get out and over to the grocery store. So I'm going to talk about what that cost is. You won't find too much on the internet about dealing with the cost of traffic. We know there are things that can be done to help reduce traffic. We have tried those things on 141. Back in the years, early part of the 21st century, the Georgia DOT came along and installed traffic cameras along the entire corridor, telling us that that was going to help us with traffic flow and have emergency responders respond more quickly to issues, as well as allow the Georgia DOT people to see problems as they were developing. So we have upgraded all the traffic signals along this corridor multiple times. They're supposed to be tied in today, and they're supposed to be able to manipulate these traffic lights from a remote location and keep the traffic flowing. One of the things missing from all of these suggestions is cost analysis. On the internet, I found two stories that dealt with cost analysis. One was a story from CBS Money Watch, detailing what Texas transportation institutions felt were the cost of traffic delays. This was from 2011, and you can find the link on my website, www.ejmusa.com. it takes a heavy toll on us, they decided, and some of the costs might be a little bit staggering to you. According to that CBS Money Watch story, commuters in large urban areas spend roughly 40% more on average, or $1,166 per year, sitting in traffic. And these are 2011 dollars, excuse me. The cost of wasted time and fuel, for automobiles, it's about $16 per hour, and for big trucks, commercial trucks, it runs around $106 per hour. So it's not cheap to be sitting there. And, you know, you may spend 10 minutes a day doing this, sitting there, 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening, but after 3 days, you spend an hour. You've lost $16 of money out of your pocket because you weren't getting anywhere. When you add it up across a year, it can become a large sum of money. And if the Texas Transportation Institute's numbers are accurate, then I asked myself if I could build a spreadsheet and try to calculate the cost of just one intersection, which is the one I mentioned, State Bridge and Georgia 141 and Johns Creek, and what it cost us just during the three peak rush hours in both the mornings and the evenings. So I went to the Georgia DOT traffic server site, and I analyzed the data. Georgia DOT provides information from traffic surveys. They do the survey about once a year. There are obviously some concerns about only one data point per year, but if you go back and look across multiple years, you can see whether or not these numbers are fitting in. In this instance, I felt the numbers were accurate enough to use for this comparison. My next thought was to look at the volume during the morning rush hour. The volume on north-south on 141 is about 10,436 vehicles between the hours of 7 a.m. and 9:59 a.m. That's the hourly volume. The volume on east-west on State Bridge totals about 9,320 cars between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. each morning. And in the evening hours were similar totals. The east-west volume on State Bridge was 9,320. And the north-south volume is 11,763. So, using these numbers, I was able to create an estimate of the number of cars per day and built a little grid of how many minutes they were wasting each day, coming and going. And if you start out with an example of as little as 2 minutes per day wasted in traffic, which anybody who's around this region knows that 2 minutes is, they wouldn't even notice that 2 minutes is not even close. The 2 minutes a day would cost annually roughly $5.74 million in lost money and time. That's substantial. If it was 10 minutes per day, which is not unreasonable in my eyes, it works out to be about $28.7 million annually. That is a tremendous amount of money. Now, as I said earlier, the Texas Transportation Institute uses $16 per hour. We might find that it's high in some cases. People might want to argue. So I used a minimum wage to see what it would be like, the impact there. And at 10 minutes per day per vehicle, even minimum wage costs $13.01 million per year. So that is a lot of money that we are wasting. The cost estimate to repair State Bridge and 141, I've seen estimates from anywhere from $4 to $6 million. So if you do the math, look at the return on investment, even using the lower cost, minimum wage and 10 minutes per day, the return on investment would be within 6 months. That would be an excellent return on investment for our tax dollars to resolve a problem that many of us face each day. And as the costs are rather staggeringly computed, it really only makes sense to begin tackling these problems today. Not wait another 2, 3, or 5 years, because those dollars we lose, we can never recuperate. Those dollars and time, the time that we lose, missing your kid's soccer match, swim meet, getting home, getting to dinner, deciding not to go out to eat, all of these costs have an economic impact upon us and an emotional impact on us. And we begin to resent where we live. So it makes perfect sense to try to get your local government to resolve these problems sooner rather than later. They may say they don't have the money, but there is the money there to do so. And the return on investment is so high, I firmly believe that taxpayers will be willing to even pay a bit more once they begin to see results, if these results come true and the government takes care of what these issues are. After all, that is what they are there for, to resolve these common problems that we all face day in and day out. I'll give you an example. Recently, the city of Johns Creek announced that it had received an improved rating for the Johns Creek Fire Department, which is going to save the citizens close to 20% in future insurance premiums. Now, the city of Johns Creek spends a tremendous amount of money on the fire department. I'm not going to begrudge that. But the savings that we receive in our insurance premiums going forward are going to make the amount that we've spent on the fire department look minuscule. So the improvement to the fire department, the dollars spent by the city on our behalf, more than will return to us in savings on our future insurance premiums. It was a solid investment on behalf of the citizens of Johns Creek at this point. The city of Johns Creek did not have to do that. They could have run a less of an effective fire department, and we could have been stuck with a lower rating, and we would continue to have paid higher insurance premiums out of our own pocket. But these savings are real and are going to be realized by us, and many of the citizens of Johns Creek can understand that this is a positive return on investment on dollars well spent by our city. As everyone here knows, we have several opportunities within Johns Creek to address traffic problems of this magnitude. You have a responsibility as well. You need to realize that you, as a taxpaying citizen, that this is a worthwhile investment on your behalf, and you need to begin contacting your officials and encourage them to act now, not later. Act this year, not next year. The work today to get our intersections improved so that our quality of life can improve. The money you save will be your own. Let's work together to save the green and get the green every time we approach the light. These are my opinions. I'd love to hear yours. Please email me at ejmusa@yahoo.com or visit my website once again, www.ejmusa.com. You'll find a blog called post called The High Cost of Traffic, Dollars and Cents. Please leave your feedback for me there. I'll be happy to respond. And let me know what you're doing in your area to tackle traffic. Let me know how you are tackling this problem. I would love to hear what's being done and what's not being done. So for June 10th, 2015, this is Ernest Musa with The Naked Truth. Please listen to my episodes when you have a chance and provide feedback. Thank you.